Regina Celi,
several months after Mother Teresa discerned her call within a call, she experienced three visions that further expressed her calling. And in the first vision, she saw a huge crowd of all kinds of people that included the very poor and children. And the people in the crowd had their hands raised toward her and were calling out, come, come, save us. Bring us Jesus. Bring us to Jesus. And in the second vision, the same great crowd was there. And this time, Mother Teresa could see the immense sorrow and pain in their faces. And she was kneeling near Our Lady, who was facing the crowd. And although she couldn't see Mary's face, she could hear what she said. Take care of them. They are mine. Bring them to Jesus. Carry Jesus to them. In the third vision, the same great crowd was there again, but they were covered in darkness. And despite this, Sister Teresa could see them within this scene. Jesus hung on the cross, and Our Lady was a little distance away. Sister Teresa, as a little child, was just in front of Mary, and Mary's left hand rested on her left shoulder, and her right hand held Teresa's arm. Both of them were facing the cross, and Jesus spoke to Teresa. I have asked you, they have asked you, and she, my mother, has asked you, will you refuse to do this for me, to take care of them, to bring them to me? So we notice the role of Our Lady, you know, in these visions, that she's there helping Sister Teresa to hear the desire of our Lord's heart, and to see the suffering of the crowd. You know, she was there as a mother is with her little child, and you know, she's there with all of us. That's why we want to consecrate ourselves to her, so that we'll always be at Mary's side. She's always at ours, you know, but we may not always be aware of it, but the consecration makes us more aware of it, that she is there just as any child wants to stay close to its mother when it's frightened, you know, when it's experiencing difficulty, and she's never going to abandon us. Mother Teresa, you know, getting back to what was spoken of yesterday, the September 10th grace, she shared with her sisters on the 50th anniversary of that day. She said, if Our Lady had not been with me that day, I never would have known what Jesus meant when he said, I thirst. What she meant comes to light when we reflect, you know, on this on the Marian dimension of the March 25th letter from our Holy Father. You know, this passage gets right to the heart of Mother Teresa's relationship with Mary. You know, and nothing summarizes it better than the words, you know, Our Lady's role is to bring you face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified, and to remind her sisters of all of this, every chapel of the Missionaries of Charity I've been in their chapel, by the crucifix, are the words, you know, I thirst. And it's a reminder that our Lord and our Lady are thirsting for souls, you know. And our Lady's asked us time and again, you know, to pray for the conversion of sinners. We need to meditate on these words of how much they thirst and how many souls so desperately need, you know, those prayers and those sacrifices. Today's prayer, come Holy Spirit, living in Mary, bring me face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified.